But I come early to be with my friends, especially the youth who are here in the full glory of their beingness in God. I highlight within your world, O soul, your essence, your purity, and I salute with my flute who you are in the eye of God, in the heart of the One, in the essence of the starfire being that was born eons ago within the womb of the Divine Mother, and who yet abides in time and space to perceive perfection, the all glory of the One. I am not on your program, and yet I would reprogram you in the light of your presence and provide new possibilities for God attainment, the mastery of self, and surrender to the allness of the Source. What is that Source for you today? Is it love? Is it harmony? Is it the means to access something more sublime and beautiful of your own eternal nature? Sing, O soul, with me in the meadows, the glens, the fields of your new awareness, one with many gopis who come to accent and augment that which the Masters of Light will provide as a means to the end and the beginning of your new selfhood. Through Krishna consciousness, through the dance, through the bhajan and the kirtan experience, many youth will be drawn to the heart of this movement because you have prepared yourself through love for what is about to manifest. O Earth, receive now the impressions of Radha, who comes with me, emanating golden pink waves of celestial fire as an investment of the love of the Mothers of Heaven for you all. You seek freedom of thought, freedom to be who you are, and we extend that freedom today and every day in ways that you, O soul, will find acceptable and yet a bit challenging in order to progress to the highest heights of your essence and to embrace light, fire. And your inner beingness in Brahma. Ha, ha, ha. I have uttered the first word. Let it be not the last. For you may hear my voice, my inner message, beating within your heart. If through your invitation and your inner harmony, you allow Krishna to abide where you are.